Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Listen, it's the Vert Show.
Good morning, Dr. Oz.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Hi. How are you this morning?
Hi, Dr. Oz.
I imagine you always feel good.
I do. I get up in the morning and I just can't wait to get going. My mom used to get so frustrated by that when I was a kid.
Like, who do you call when you're sick?
My wife, like everybody else does.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't feel good. Take care of me. Feed me.
We've got a whole bunch of Burt Show listeners that want to talk to you, but our producer, Tracy, stepped in, and she's got a real concern about her husband.
All right.
And I'm hoping you can tell me I'm right so that he starts listening to me. But my husband drinks a lot of soft drinks. We're talking, he goes through a 2-liter bottle of Dr. Pepper every single day.
Whoa. Wow.
Now, he's a thin guy, so he says, well, I'm not, you know, it's not affecting my weight, and I don't smoke and I don't drink. It's my only vice. But I'm completely convinced it's got to be doing serious harm to be going through a 2-liter bottle a day for years.
Without question, you are right. Smack him upside his head until he listens to this. It's important that everyone understand that if I had to pick one thing to change in America in terms of our dietary habits, it's soft drinks.
Really?
And I don't have any problem with having a soft drink once in a while. That's fine. It's, you know, it's just like you having a beer. It's a reasonable thing to do. But 2 liters every day is not wise. Here's why. First of all, it actually seeps some of the calcium out of your bones.
Ooh.
And so it can predispose you to osteoporosis. But the other thing is being thin and being healthy are not the same. I would rather be heavy and in good shape than thin and in bad shape. And so if you're drinking material that has empty calories in it, you're not giving your body the critical nutrients it needs to thrive. For example, if you don't have the healthy omega-3 fats in your diet, you're not going to be as smart as you normally would be. If you don't have the right precursors for some of the key hormones in the body, you'll be more predisposed to certain cancers and maybe even heart disease. So there's a lot of reasons why food is sacred. And when you're drinking a soft drink, which doesn't grow on the ground, isn't in any way natural, it's an away game for your body. It puts your liver under a lot of stress because it has to continually cope with things that are coming from outside of you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
This is going to be your new ringtone, isn't it?
Yes, I'm going to pull the audio of this and play it for him as soon as I get home.
Here is Jennifer. Jennifer, good morning. You are on with Dr. Oz.
How are you?
Very well, Jennifer. What's your question?
I had a very difficult time getting pregnant. My husband and I tried for 6 years, mainly due to the fact that I had PCOS.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally am currently 6 months pregnant with twin girls. And I was just curious. I heard so many rumors that after you have the babies and you've had PCOS, your body kind of resets itself, and the PCOS kind of goes away, and you get like a second chance to make everything right, because the PCOS, I mean, inhibits everything that I did. I couldn't lose weight. I couldn't get pregnant. Everything was out of whack.
Let me explain to everybody. PCOS means polycystic ovarian disease.
Okay.
It might seem like this weird, rare problem, but it's not. Mm-hmm. Probably the number one reason that young women can't get pregnant in America is because of this. And think of it as a type of diabetes. It's not diabetes, but it sort of works the same way. It's a problem in the way you metabolize certain hormones that leads you to make little cysts in your ovaries. The women that have this problem are shaped more like bricks than hourglasses often. Their waistlines aren't so well defined, again, because the hormones aren't quite set. The remarkable thing about PCOS is that through aggressive dietary treatment, which I suspect you're on, you can actually lose enough weight that you reset your hormones. And by doing that, all of a sudden you become fertile again, because now you're back where you need to be. And so you're absolutely right that if you're able to get the weight off and keep it off, and by the way, in order to get pregnant, you had to do that. If you just keep doing the right things and eating the right things, not the 2-liter bottle of soda that we were talking about earlier, then you'll be able to stay fertile. And congratulations, by the way, on the pregnancy.
Absolutely.
Dr. Oz is on 11 Alive at 3 o'clock and My ATL TV at 6.
Dr. Oz, I have a question. My friend is obsessed with this concept of urine therapy. Is there anything healthy about drinking your own urine?
You know, I have a good friend who does that all the time. They're still alive, but I don't understand why you want to do that. Urine is a waste product, obviously, and you're getting rid of urea, which is a material that is a breakdown product of proteins. That stated, in fairness, urine is sterile, right? So you can't put it on wounds. And if you're out in the outback and you get wounded, it is a thing that I can recommend folks try just to keep the wounds clean.
Okay.
You could drink your urine if you have to. It's better than salt water. But you don't want to drink much of it. And after a while, that toxin will build up in you. So I don't think there's a huge health benefit of doing it. That stated, there are probably worse things you could do for yourself than drinking urine. Getting back to that 2-liter bottle again.
Right.
The only way I'm doing that is if I'm in the middle of nowhere and there's zero water around anywhere.
No, but there's this theory that like supermodels are doing it and all these different people are doing it. So I was wondering if there was really any benefits to it.
You know, again, like as often the case with these types of fads, there's a theoretical reason why it makes sense, but it is impossible as a doctor, I'll say this, to prove that it actually has a material benefit to you. There are lots of better things you can do. The only benefit about urine is it's free.
Hey, Dr. Oz, we know you don't have too much time, but I know, much like myself, like 50% of our listeners, I think statistics show, have problems sleeping. I'm on Lunesta, and I've been on this drug now for 6 years. What can I do to get off of this and get decent sleep?
Well, you're in a tough spot because you have to get up early in the morning. What time do you awaken usually?
3:15.
Yeah, so it's just tough for any human being to be on a shift of that nature. And the problem, of course, is that your circadian rhythms push your steroid levels, your hormone levels, to their lowest at around 4 or 4:30 in the morning. So it's hard to get up when your body's saying, please don't. That stated, being on a sleeping pill for the average American, more than 90 days, I don't think is a smart thing to do, with rare exceptions. Now, there's some people going to need pills for their whole life. But for the vast majority of folks, your inability to sleep is a wake-up call, pardon the pun, about other things that are going on in your life. And it means you've got to restructure your life in a way that allows this very natural-seeming thing, like sleep, to occur. Because without that, you will eventually oftentimes build up resistance to sleeping medications. Plus, they hinder your ability to dream normally. And all these are important factors in how you process information, lay down hardware code, things like that. If I had to pick one thing for folks to focus on this coming year, is try to get 7.5 hours sleep a day. And if you can't get it, you got to see somebody, like a sleep expert, who can figure out why not. Sometimes it's medical stuff, right? Your sleep apnea or restless leg syndrome. Sometimes you got aches and pains that keep you up. But oftentimes it's just fundamental sleep hygiene, like figuring out how to reset your circadian rhythm in your case so you can actually get to bed at a time that allows you to get the sleep you need.
Who has time for 7.5 hours of sleep in this day and age?
Yeah, I tell you, crazy as it sounds, as many things as I'm busy doing, I do it every night, and I work hard at it. I mean, I fight for it. I become a hermit at night. I won't go out past a certain hour. People think I'm a sociopathic, but it's not. I just don't. I get up around 5:30. Today I'm in the hospital, so you know I come to the I see my patients. But normally I go to the studio at that hour because we start to go over scripts and stuff. And I don't want to get up and not feel completely alert. Otherwise, when I'm doing an interview like this, I start fumbling my words. I don't look alert. And you know, when 10 million people are watching you, they can tell when you're tired.
Sure,
sure, definitely.
I think I'd feel lazy if I got 7.5 hours of sleep. I think I'd feel so guilty that I'd be lazy.
You'd probably feel better all day and be more productive all day, though.
That's it. You know, it's not about time management. It's about chi management. It's about energy management. You have a certain number of quality hours. You guys do right now, right? You're on the air, and for the numerous hours you're on there, you guys have a ton of energy. And then when you and chi too, right? You're giving out energy to people who are listening to you. And then hopefully later in the day you have some downtime. So you may be awake for 20 hours, but you're not going full speed for 20 hours.
Sure.
And what we need to focus on is going full speed for 18 hours or 17 hours, so we get the 7 hours that we need of sleep.
Again, Dr. Oz is on 11 Alive at 3 o'clock and My ATL TV, 6 o'clock. Dr. Oz, I mean, we could have you on for 4 hours. The phone lines are lit. So.
Absolutely.
But you're kind.
I just want to say I love your show, and I love the way that you handle every single person like they are the most important person in front of you at that moment. You treat everyone with the same respect that you treat everyone else, and I think that's the key to your show.
Well, you're very kind. I was taught that by my mom, and
I'll never give that up.
But I tell you, it is such a blessing to be able to spend time with folks on the stage and have private conversations with them where they're willing to open up and serve as role models. And I talk to people backstage before we go out every time. I say, listen, I never want you to be embarrassed. Oprah taught me one thing for sure. Let people be seen for who they really are.
Mm-hmm.
And all I want you to do is recognize that there are millions of people out there watching you who are going to say, you know what? I see myself in her.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I can fix myself if she can fix herself.
Right.
Would it be weird if I told you that I was starting to get a guy crush on you?
Oh, I like it. Come up. Come visit.
Okay. All right. We'll have lunch.
He's done live Thank you, Dr. prostate Ross. Exams on his show, so you never know what's going to happen if you go and visit Dr.
Well,
Ross.
If you're looking for a live role model on that episode, I can find somebody, but that's not going to be me, friend.
All right, guys. Take care.
Thank
All
you, right, Dr. Ross.
Thank you.
What a nice dude, huh?
I love him.
Yeah,
I love him.
It's a great show.
Him.
11 Alive, 3 o'clock, and My ATL TV, 6 o'clock at night. Sanjay, you better watch it, man. If you're not good to me, he's coming off the bench and he will soon be my best friend.
Well, Sanjay's a little freaked out by you and soon Dr. Oz. I mean,
blame Sanjay either.
I'm just saying that there's always somebody on the bench eager to get into the game.
Oh my gosh.
And Dr. Oz is waiting. Okay.
Seriously.
You're going to buy a new BFF heart pendant and send half of it to Dr. Oz instead.
It might happen.
This is The Bird Show.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.